Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Good evening, Warrior fans, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball Girls Varsity Action tonight. From Dayton High School, your Amity Warriors taking on the Eagles of Harrisburg High School. The Eagles come into this with a 3-3 record. They have defeated Sandingham Christian by 3, Lowell comfortably, and beat Willamina by an interesting score of 22-20. And they also have losses, against Douglas, Jefferson by 17, and Monroe by 7. Jefferson, probably the team that Amity will have the most challenge with during the regular season. That is a league opponent for us. We'll play them twice, once home, once away, and that's a team that can play with us for sure on a given night. If you remember last year at Jefferson, that came down to a buzzer beater. We didn't play very well in that game. They played very well and came down to a buzzer beater that our friend Cold as Ice, Alyssa McMullen, drilled from the right wing at about 18 feet. Clean as a whistle and won that game for us. But that's a team that's got some athletes, some shooters, and some rebounders. And so if this team lost to them by 17, kind of hard to say. But what we see there is that they only scored 20 points in that. So I think this is an offensively challenged group of Eagles from Harrisburg. And usually that means that you don't have good guard play. At this level, when you're not scoring a lot of points, it's usually because your guards can't get out in transition. They don't shoot the three well, and/or they can't handle the pressure to not turn the ball over and keep the offense running. And so, if indeed I am right in my guest scouting here, we will see a lot of turnovers out of this Harrisburg group under the pressure that our girls are going to put on them. So I assume we're going to have the normal starting lineup. I haven't seen it, but usually it has been Alyssa, Adi, Maya, Eliza, and Sarah Lynn. And I don't have Harrisburg starting lineup, so when they go out on the floor here, I will try to get that as quickly as possible. Actually, I can see some of them. Number 3, Macy Dame, a sophomore guard. Number 22, Tess Cudmore, a sophomore guard. Trying to see the other numbers. I think 23, Allie Holland, is a senior guard. Looks like Ava Thomas, a senior wing. And can't see that last number. Have to wait for her to stand up. So Amity's going to take it the same way no matter who you are. They're going to get after your guards, make life as miserable as possible for your ball handling, try to force turnovers, get out in transition when we can. Benji is going to do the starting lineups here. So it is Macy Dame, Ava Thomas, number 22, Tess Cudmore, number 23, Allie Holland, and it looks like number 11, Sarah Bray, is the fifth starter. So good to see Benji participating over here. He's had a lot of health problems. Benji Hedgecock, if you don't know Benji, been around a long time, and there may be some bones to pick here and there about the way he's done some things in the past around basketball and some club stuff, but he is a guy who loves the game of basketball, is very committed to his Dayton Pirates, and he's had a lot of health issues, dialysis. What did he tell Natalie and I the other day? 12 or 14 hours a day is on dialysis, so just a really difficult health situation that he's having, so it's fun to see him here doing the starting lineups. I know his eyesight, he's struggling with that, and his energy is pretty low, but this is a real joy for him to be able to come and do the public address announcing for the starting lineups. So the Warriors, of course, as I mentioned, Alyssa McMullen, sophomore guard, the best outside shooter on the Warriors game in and game out. Adi and Nisley, who is the best rebounder on the Warriors last year as a freshman and has continued that this year. Just such an incredible rebounder from the guard wing position. Eliza, also a very good rebounder and just tenacious defensive player. Eliza, probably the best defensive player in the league. Sarah Lynn Grove really playing within herself, arriving as really a star inside the paint and able to step out and knock down that three. She's kind of back to feeling, I think, more comfortable this year in what her role is and just really maturing into that. Of course, Maya Harsma, who just controls the game at that point guard position. Harrisburg wins the tap. Running the point for them, Macy Dame. They swing it left corner. Now go down low, and there's a steal by Harsma on the backside. And off the hands of number 11, Harsma all the way to the rim. Scores and fouled. Maya just attacking with an incredible burst down that right side. The transition defense of Harrisburg not able to keep up with her. The turnover to the pass went off of Sarah Bray's hands. Just a different gear that Maya has sometimes. Harrisburg coach already complaining about the foul. Harsma misses the foul shot. So 2-0 Amity. Dame with it, skips it ahead and out of bounds. The pressure getting to the pass right away. That pass intended for Thomas. And Dame threw it long because of the pressure in her face. Harsma gives it up to McMullen. Right angle extended down in the corner to Nisley. Down low off the hands of Grove. Couldn't handle Adi Nisley's pass from the kind of the baseline post to the mid post. That's where the Warriors like to run that. They get it down low. Turn. Missed the shot is Bray. She had a gimme. Warriors got to do a better job on that. That's twice she's been open under the basket. Eliza going the other way. Leaves it for Maya. Out to McMullen. And she buries the three-pointer. Alyssa McMullen with the first three of the game for the Warriors. It's 5-0. Warriors trap in the backcourt. They get it ahead to Dame on the left side. Forward to Cudmore. Cudmore tries to go to Bray again. This one picked off by Eliza. Throws ahead to 80. 80 spins to the right. Up off the glass. Missed that one. Sarah banging. Can't get it. Maya does. Gives it back out to Sarah on the baseline. Little short jumper. No good. Ball tipped. And Eliza gets it and traveled. It should be either a jump ball, a foul, but not a travel. She went up in the air and somebody had a hold of either the ball or her arm. And so it should have been at least a jump ball. They swing it ahead. Cudmore throws it away to McMullen. Ahead to Harsma. Harsma with her speed out and running. With the left hand, she scores. Maya Harsma showing that speed end-to-end. 7-0 Amity. Throw to the middle. Eliza almost gets the steal. They get it ahead to Cudmore. Cudmore pulls up from 12 and gets the roll. First basket of the game for Harrisburg. Warriors right back at him going the other way. McMullen at the three-point line, extended left angle. Goes to Eliza, fakes the three, down to 80. Finds Sarah, back out to Alyssa, now left corner. Nisley with it, down to Grove. Grove with the left hand, came up short, got fouled. That's why she was short. Nice little post move by Sarah. So Sarah go to the line to shoot two. First foul of the game, second foul of the game, on Macy Dame, so their point guard now has two fouls. Sarah gets the first one to roll in. Took the long way home there. Bounced that around about three times. So the point guard Dame leaves the game, and coming in for her 0, Jaden Delahunt. So you just lose your point guard 2 minutes into the game. Short on that one. Long rebound. McMullen grabs it. Resets it. Left corner to 80. Back out to Alyssa for three. Ooh, that one's short. Airballed that one. Nice tip by Eliza. Gets it back to 80. 80, didn't know where she was. Hooked that one up a little too strong. Grove had the entry pass there after the save. There's a steal, though, by 80. Takes out Eliza on her way. Goes underneath, misses. Eliza following the shot. She was on the floor. She got up, got the offensive rebound and the putback. 10-2, Warriors. There's a pass over to the left side. They save it. It's Thomas with it. Gets it in the backcourt to Delahunt. A timeout taken by Harrisburg. Your backup point guard is not going to be able to handle the pressure that Amity can put on her. So Adi and Eliza getting a good laugh. They both had that steal. Adi came down with it, took Eliza out. 80 drove for the shot. Eliza, meanwhile, got up, followed the shot. 80 missed. Eliza got the putback. So 80 gets the steal. Eliza gets the offensive rebound and the 2 points. But and luckily, nobody hurt in that collision. 10-2 Amity on this 32nd timeout. 5:20 left to go in the first quarter. So it's amazing what you can tell from looking at scores about basketball. So I'd never seen Harrisburg play, but it's easy to kind of draw some conclusions when a team three times this year has failed to break 30 points in a game. What it tells me is, as I mentioned before, that they just don't have the ball handling to be able to handle pressure and run their offense against good defense. So you know that was going to be a problem tonight. Delahunt throws up the sideline, caught by Holland. Holland tries to skip the pass across the key, picked off by Eliza. McMullen, mid-range, missed that one. Eliza, or 80 tips, going to get a loose ball foul coming over the back of Cudmore. Adie Nisley's first foul. 5:02 on the clock. Warriors set up in their 1-3-1 with Alyssa up top on that full court. Thomas gets it to Cudmore. Skip pass back over to Delahunt. Delahunt throws it ahead on the side. Groves steals, saves. Can't get the steal. It's controlled by Delahunt now. Eliza tips it, saves it. Controlled in the backcourt. I don't know how you don't get a 10-second call here. Maybe they got it across at some point in that whole thing when Sarah touched it. Malmaya with a steal on the pass attempt. Gets it to Grove. Grove back to Maya. Great steal there by Harzma. Left corner, McMullen for three. No good. Rebound, Delahunt. Delahunt up the middle. Now works to the left. Gets cut off there. The Warriors trap her at midcourt. She wraps a pass, and it goes off of the hands of Thomas and out of bounds along the sideline. Coming into the game, number 32, Dylan Hayworth, a freshman. So she's about to get a taste of what game speed feels like against a high-level defense. It'll be interesting to see how she responds. Well, she starts off by getting a steal on an entry pass, so good energy off the bench by Hayworth. Delahunt trapped as she crosses half court. And ball was bounced out of bounds along the sideline right in front of the official. Warriors basketball. Into the game, Rihanna Cagle. And Kylie Wilson. And Maddie McKibben. So Coach Brody McGowan has now played, I think, 10 girls already. We're halfway through the first quarter. So if he's looking for a solution, it's not going to be there. Grove on the baseline hits the little 15-footer. Nice little turnaround there for Sarah. She's got three. Easy shot. That'll pull the defense out, open things up. 12-2 Amity. Cudmore up the left side, throws it long ahead to Hayworth. Hayworth back out to Cudmore, hits the three. So she's the only person that's made a shot for them so far. Makes it 12-5. Eliza. In the corner to Sarah. Back to Eliza against this zone. It's like kind of a 2-1-2 zone. Grove left corner tries to go to the baseline post to Eliza. Knocked away and out of bounds by Cagle. Warriors will inbound along the baseline. Halfway out to the three-point line. Eliza takes the inbound. Misses the three. Ball's loose. Chased down by McMullen. Over to Harzma. Left corner. Eliza fakes. Drives. Dishes. And Kylie Wilson gets the basket on the right hand lay-in. Great pass by Eliza. That is some playmaking right there on the drive. There's a pass in. Picked off by Grove. Grove to McMullen in the left angle. McMullen back on top to Harzma. To McMullen. Left corner. Grove drives baseline. Bounce pass to Eliza for the basket. Great pass. Kind of the same thing Eliza just did. Sarah did the same thing with the drive and the dish across the lane. McMullen with a steal on the pressure. Gets underneath. Over to Harzma. Harzma short. Wilson fouled after she gets the offensive rebound. Great pass from 80. Or from, Christmas. Great pass from Eliza to Maya. Maya just blew the bunny. And Wilson, though, with a good offensive rebound. Warriors will get the ball out of bounds. That's the third team foul against Harrisburg. Harzma to inbound left side of the key. Gets it out on top to Grove. Swings it over to Eliza. Nisley dribbles across the top of the foul line. Out to McMullen. Back to Nisley in the corner. McMullen right angle with it. Swings it. Now left side, Grove goes down low to Eliza. Hooks a pass inside to Wilson. Missed the left-hand lay-in. Gets it back. Missed. Got fouled on the putback. Kylie's got to make that first one, and she knows it. But good job staying with it. Great job working that ball around until they could get that entry pass into Wilson. Wilson at the line. Short on the foul shot. Got one more coming. She has a nice-looking stroke from the foul line. Just that one a little short. Usually that's kind of early game. Leg's not quite into your shot. See if this one's better. It is perfect. A lot of players, that first foul shot comes up short because their legs just aren't into it. Warriors trap Holland. She throws it to the middle. Wilson with the steal. Harzma to Nisley. Nisley on the baseline hits a little five-footer. Eliza with six. I think 19-5 with 2:14 to go. Might not be seeing this press too much longer. Might drop it into a half court. I think Jed and Tim might be talking about that. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a quick break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC, McMinnville, and Podbean. 2:14 left to go in the first quarter. Amity up 19-5 on Harrisburg. 14 fouls on Harrisburg, one on Amity. Amity with very good balance in their scoring so far and a ton of steals. They probably already have 8 steals in this first quarter. They get it ahead, Thomas, to Holland on the sideline. She's trapped. Hands it off to Holland. Out of bounds off of Grove, I guess. Thought it went off of Holland. Grove might have got away with a foul there. I think she's got a little, caught with her hand in the cookie jar there, but was happy that she didn't get whistled for it. Holland inbounds to the corner. Back out on top, and it's going to be over and back. Nobody touched it for the Warriors. So Warriors were still trapping there in the half court. I don't know if they'll still be in the full court press, maybe through the end of the first quarter. Harzma across the timeline, gives it up for Grove. Grove, they run a little weave out on top. Now they go to McMullen on the left angle, back to 80. Or to Eliza. Eliza hooked the pass down to Grove. Grove, reverse lay-in. Missed that one. Wilson can't hang on. And it's off of Harrisburg and out of bounds. Bray was the last one to touch it. Harzma the inbound. Left side of the key. Lobs it into Grove below the foul line. Turns, drives, kicks. Eliza with the drive. All the way to the basket. Scores and fouled. Eliza Nisley. I don't know why I want to call her 80 tonight. Good grief. Nisley with a nice drive, drew contact, laid it up and in. 21-5 Warriors. Dame going to come back in after the foul shot if it's made. Nisley buries it. Eliza with 9 points here in the first quarter. Minute 32 remaining, first quarter. They inbound, Warriors still in the full court, 1-3-1. Holland throws back to the middle. It's Dame with it. She works her way past the timeline. Gets it back to Holland on the right angle. Hooks a pass. Cudmore comes down with it somehow. Eliza took the wrong path to get to the ball. They skip it over. Dame for three. Missed everything on that one. Eliza with the rebound. Head up. Gets it to Kylie Wilson. Kylie running the floor. Lays it up and in. What a great pass by Eliza. Got the assist on that. Kylie paying attention, running the floor, caught that, one dribble, laid it up and in a little bit of traffic, just a great job of concentrating there by the sophomore post. Dame, left side, drives baseline, knocked away by Grove and out of bounds. Good defense by Sarah Lynn. 47 seconds left to go, 24-5 Amity here in the first quarter. Bray to Cudmore, knocked away and stolen by Eliza. Nisley will bring it up herself. Top of the key, works to the right, leaves it for Harzma, back to Nisley. Nisley, directing traffic, skips it over to McMullen. On top, Grove. Directing some traffic here. Going to get this offensive set going here with 15 seconds. Harzma looking inside, not there. Skip it over to Grove. Grove fakes the three, drives, hangs. Tough shot with a little floater. She drops it in without using the backboard. Much to my consternation. I'd love to see her shoot that bank shot. But a nice little touch on that floater makes it 26-5. Cudmore skipped a pass over. Harza almost had it. Deep two by Holland missed. Eliza with it, and that's the end of the first quarter. After one, Amity with a 26-5 lead. This one's about over after one quarter, but we'll stay through all four. This is Warrior Basketball, KLYC and Podbean. We'll be right back. Start of the second quarter here from Dayton High School. Your Amity Warrior girls leading the Harrisburg Eagles 26-5 as we start the second quarter. On the floor for the Warriors, 80, Nisley, Grove, Wilson, Harzma, and Rice for the first time. Run a little weave out on top. Now swing it into the right corner to Nisley. Trying to feed Grove, does on the baseline. Skips it across the baseline to Harzma. Wants to drive baseline. Nothing there. Back out to Rice. Rice lost it. Gets it back. Hands to Harzma on top to 80. Rice looks at the three. Traveled. Got a little excited. Got to put that ball on the floor before the pivot foot comes up. Warriors are going to pick up man-to-man here, it looks like. Half court. Dame. Drives hard to the right, gets in deep, off balance, lays it up and in. Again, that's not even really a layup. That was a little one-handed fade to the baseline and somehow got that to drop along the side of the rim from about 3 or 4 feet away. Warriors work it into the mid post, back out, Grove for three, short, and Nisley with the rebound, of course. 80, pulling out that offensive board. Harzma, Grove on top. Swings to Rice. Rice going to put up a three. Buries it. Clean as it can be. Rice with her first basket of the game makes it 29-7. It's pretty demoralizing for an opposing coach when their second girl off the bench comes in and immediately just sticks a beautiful three from the wing. It means you got to guard everybody at that point. It's kind of frustrating. Dame trying to work around the top of the key. Gives to Cudmore. Cudmore lobs down low. Bray, a little short jumper on the baseline. They lost her again. She's been open a few times. That's just the first time she's been able to convert. Her first basket of the game, 29-9 Warriors. Grove on the left wing. Goes high post to Wilson. Skips it over. 80. Down below. Found Rice, who got her shot blocked out of bounds. Into the game. Brooklyn Huddleston, number 20. And number 23, Holland, back in. 80 Nisley takes the inbound, misses that. Wilson gets the offensive rebound down by her knees and lays it up and in. Nobody boxed her out. She's got seven here in the first half. No box out at all by Harrisburg. Dame drives. This time she's stripped by 80. Dame tries to save it, can't. What a excellent defensive play by 80 Nisley. No foul, just really focused. And as that ball came up, Dame trying to drive to that right hand again and put up that baseline shot. 80 read that perfectly, stripped the ball, and Dame lost it out of bounds. Down low, Rice feeds Wilson. Wilson up strong with the left hand, misses that one. Defensive glass cleaned up there by Thomas to Dame. Dame, a sophomore guard, hands off. Holland, they weave out around top. Thomas starts to drive, back out to Dame for three. No good. Long rebound off of Harrisburg and out of bounds. That was Huddleston. Couldn't corral it. Into the game, Delahunt. He's just got kids seven left and right. Like, there's no continuity to the five he has on the floor. It's just doesn't allow them to get in any kind of rhythm. 2-3 zone for Harrisburg. Warriors send it over to the right side. Now down low. Rice gets it poked away out of bounds. Jed telling him not to force the pass into that low post. It's okay to reverse it and run it back to the other side. Harzma to Grove. Grove at the foul line. Tries to go back to Harzma. Grove has it. Controls. Harzma now resets the offense on top. Swing it to Rice on the right side. Back out to Grove. 80 to Harzma. Harzma dribbles to the top of the key. Swing it over to Rice. Down low, Grove. Down on the baseline, post up. Rice feeds Wilson. Wilson turns, misses. And that's a shot clock violation. That's a long horn on that shot clock. And here come three more Eagles. It's just... I'm done telling you who's coming into the game for them. This substitution pattern is terrible. Makes no sense at all. We've got 10 girls, just more than that, 11 girls rotating in and out of the game. You just can't play a rotation that deep. And you can go 10 deep if you want by going 5-5, but when you start mixing matching 10 different players, 11 players, there's just no continuity to run your offense. Cudmore gives it up. There's a weave out top. Rice playing good defense there. Cagle with it. Gives it up to Hecht into the game. There's a steal by 80. 80 going the other way with a left hand and the lay-in. You're going to try to run that little weave without having a bunch of good ball handlers. Our girls are going to pick your pocket before too long. Running the point now, Delahunt hands off to Cudmore. Tries to dribble left, cut off by Wilson. They swing it down into the corner by the three-point line. Dribbles out to the foul line, to the elbow, tries to go back door. Knocked away by 80, picked up by McMullen. Alyssa pushes ahead to 80, back to McMullen. Swing to Rice. McMullen with it again. Right angle, 80 nicely short on that three. Eliza with the rebound to Rice. Rice couldn't get it to drop. Wilson will get the offensive rebound put back. 9 in the game for Wilson. Most of those, I think 7 of those now are on offensive rebounds. Running the weave out on top. Hecht hands off to Delahunt. Delahunt to 34. That's Cagle. Back to Hecht. Hecht hands off to Cudmore. They don't run this weave very well. Ball knocked loose. Cudmore gets it back to Cagle. Down to 4 on the shot clock. They jack up a deep 3 after all of that. Offensive rebound inside, put back up. Missed, and the rebound McMullen. Gets it immediately to Nisley. Eliza throws ahead to 80. 80 goes in, missed the shot. Rice misses the putback. Ugh. Got to make that, especially on that offensive rebound putback. Delahunt hands off to Cudmore. A little confusion on the defense for the Warriors, but there's an air ball from out on the perimeter. The ball's saved. Rice with it. Rice in traffic. Traveled. Got a jump stop. That's why we teach it. Coming into the game, Grove, Harzma, and Ulloa. Grace, a 5'5 freshman. 80, Wilson and Rice out of the game. So with that substitution, the Warriors have gone 8 deep instead of the 11 deep that Harrisburg has gone. Delahunt, they run this weave out on top, and it's man-to-man. There's a good turn. They kick it out. Three-pointer open for Dame, misses it. Rebound, Eliza. Hooks a hard pass to Grove, lays it up and in. What a pass. Right hand swinging pass, just kind of like a Frisbee style. Flips it across the court on an angle to Grove, who gets the lay-in. And the ball out of bounds off of Dame at the other end. Good pressure by Harzma on that. Grove with 7 in the game. It's 37-9, 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, keeping this clock running. That's a good thing. Not a lot of fouls. Ulloa has it on the wing to Grove. Ulloa cuts through. Back to Harzma. Swing to McMullen. Looked at the three. Doesn't take it. Grace with it. Ulloa looks inside. Now goes in the corner to Nisley. Back to McMullen. On top, Harzma, swing to Grace. Oyoa, 18-footer, misses that one. Rebound, Bray. Got the shot they wanted, a wide-open mid-range. Delahunt with it. Drives right. Hands off to Dame. Comes off the screen. Warriors are just switching everything up on top. Kind of interchangeable except for Grove. Everybody else is about the same size out there. There's a drive back across. Still running that weave out on top. Cagle to Delahunt. Wants to drive. And her pocket picked by Eliza. Eliza swings it to Yoa. Harzma over to McMullen. Looked at the three. Backs it out. Goes in the corner to Grace. Or to Maya. Out to Grace. Had the 18-footer top of the key. Didn't take it. McMullen to Harzma. Down in the corner to Grove. 14 on the shot clock. Grove finds Eliza. Eliza attacks the right side of the rim. Draws the foul. 37-9 Warriors. 39.7 seconds left to go in the first half. Eliza to the line. This is the first one. Really the only fault you can find with the Warriors tonight, not shooting their free throws very well. Eliza's 1 out of 2. Grove's 1 out of 2. Wilson's 1 out of 2. Harzma's 0 for 1. So below 50% right now. And she misses the second one. So Warriors 3 out of 8 now, I think, from the foul line. So not great. The only weakness they've had tonight, maybe not as focused as they should be from the charity stripe. Number 12 shooting a 3 out on top. Misses everything but the glass. Eliza just off to the races. Ball stripped out of her hand on the shot by Cagle and out of bounds. No foul. Just her explosiveness up the floor. Fun to watch. Excuse me. 15.8. Shot clock's off. Eliza with it. Into Grove. Grove fakes. Back out to Eliza for 3. Short. Rebound Bray. 6 seconds. Warriors haven't shot particularly well from the outside. Dane pulls up for a deep 3, misses everything. After 2, the Warriors with a 37-9 lead over the Harrisburg Eagles. So in that first half, Kylie Wilson leading the way with 9 points, as well as Eliza Nisley. Sarah Lynn Grove with 7. McMullen has 3. 80 has 2. Rice has 3. That's all the scoring. 5 points for Cudmore for the Eagles, and a couple of players have 2. All right, we'll take a break for about 7 or 8 minutes and be back to get you set up for the second half, though there's not a lot to set you up for, of course, given the way this game's going. But hang in there, enjoy some music, and we'll be back in a few minutes. All right, we're going to get going here with the second half in just a couple of minutes from Dayton High School. Sorry about that. If you're on KLYC, you got a little double talk there. 2 minutes to go here before we get going again. So I don't expect Jed to press here in the second half. This one is a foregone conclusion now, how this one's going to turn out. It's a 37-9 lead for the Warriors, 28 points after 16 minutes of play. The trick for Jed, basically wrapping up this game, is to find some things for the girls to work on, especially on offensive execution. Good chance to work on some plays and some sets that maybe you don't have down as well as you like. Get to run them against something besides your own team in practice. And try not to be sloppy. Easy to get sloppy in these games. And you really want to keep your kids sharp and focused. And so I know that's one of the reasons that you keep playing intense defense. You keep playing hard on defense, even if you're not pressing full court. You want to still put out the defensive effort because that's part of how you keep from getting too sloppy. But offensively, I'm sure he'll have a few different things he wants them to work on here in the second half, execution-wise. I'm sure there are things that in practice are not going as well as he'd like them to, and he'll try to have them practice those here in the second half. So it'll be interesting to see what sets those are. Harrisburg, the whole playing 11 girls thing in a varsity game is just, I mean, he was rotating those kids in and out. I don't know if anybody played more than 3 or 4 minutes at a time, which just is really not a very productive way to build a team and to develop continuity. The kids just get different skill sets out there, constantly changing, and hard for anybody to kind of get the feel for their teammates when that's happening. All right, here we go. On the floor for the Warriors, starting unit. Both Nisleys, Harzma, McMullen, and Grove. For Harrisburg, it looks like they're starters as well. Bray, Holland, Cudmore, Dame, and Thomas. Dame with the ball. Harzma picks her up. Half court, man-to-man for the Warriors. That's one way to keep your girls sharp is to play man-to-man defense. They switch on the top there. Three-point attempt put up and missed by Holland. Rebound to Grove. McMullen with it. She'll get the offense initiated over to Harzma. Swing it left angle. Work it around the top. Back to McMullen. 80 pops out to Eliza in the corner. Back to McMullen. Three-pointer out on top. Short. And the rebound, Dame. Tries to throw ahead. Tipped by McMullen. Stolen by 80. I love how McMullen cuts off the ball. And Bray, slow to get up. Jed says, I'll take a 30-second timeout. And the official says, no, we just called a timeout, which they shouldn't have because the Warriors had the ball. But Bray, slow to walk off the floor there. But Jed took a 30-second timeout anyway. Just as a favor to the Harrisburg coach. Harrisburg coach is a big guy. Brody McGowan stands about, I'm going to go with 6'5", something like that, 6'6". Warriors come out of their huddle. And, Bray came out of the game, into the game for her. Looks like number 32, Hayworth, came in, freshman. All right, Warriors ball. Harzma on top, swings to McMullen. Warriors not shooting the ball particularly well from the outside. Nisley takes a three. 80 misses that. Harzma with the rebound. Stepped through. Got fouled. No call. Hayworth with the rebound. She got hip checked there as she was going up. Caused her to come up a little short. Dame works left. Gets a screen from Hayworth. Hands off to Holland. Holland running the weave to Cudmore. Cudmore fakes. Goes left. Gets it back to Thomas. They run this weave out on top, slide it down to Hayworth. Oh, it looked like Grove had a good block, got a piece of the arm apparently. So Hayworth will go to the line to shoot two. First foul of the half and the first on Grove. 6:42 left to go here in the third quarter. Hayworth airballs the first one to the left. Reminiscent of a certain Scharf. Give Megan a bad time there. Megan improved as a foul shooter tremendously, though, over her years. Hayworth gets the second one. She went from being a real adventure at the foul line to being a pretty consistent foul shooter by her senior year. Just takes work. You build confidence. You get better at it. McMullen, right corner. Deep two, no good. And we're going to get Nisley for a loose ball foul coming from behind Hayworth. Hayworth had that inside position on her. So the Warriors 0-for-3 from the field here in the quarter. Missed a couple outside shots. Missed a lay-in. Dame drives. Gives to Cudmore. She'll put up a three. That one's short. 80 takes it out of the air. Pushes up ahead to Eliza. Out and running. Takes it in. Left it short. Off the hands of Harzma. Hayworth chases it down. I think Eliza was anticipating the contact there, and it didn't really ever come. And so she left it kind of short, thinking she was going to get bumped. They run the weave again out on top. Holland with it. Trying to go back door, and it's off of Dame and out of bounds. 37-10. Warriors on top. We've got all of 1 point here in this quarter, 2 minutes and 10 seconds in. Down low, Grove almost, or McMullen almost stolen. She lobs over to 80. 80's fouled. Hayworth slow to come over. Great pass by McMullen to Knisley. 80 will go to the line. Shoot two shots. With small dribbles. Bends her knees and short on the foul shot. I mean, that's really the story of this game for the Warriors, is their outside shooting hasn't been all that great, and their free throw shooting has been pretty poor, actually. Maybe a number. We've only made 3 free throws tonight. 82nd one hits that one. That one looked a lot cleaner. So Warriors are 1, 2, 3, 4 made, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 missed. So 4 out of 10 from the free throw line in the game for the Warriors. Ball knocked out of bounds. Still Harrisburg ball. Warriors in man-to-man. Oh, Warriors in a zone. 2-3 zone. Maybe there's a steal by Knisley. 80 with it. Pushes ahead to Harzma. Harzma. Cudmore didn't know where she was. Harzma gets the lay-in. Cudmore running down the floor. Harzma right behind her catches the pass. Cudmore's trying to identify it as she lays it up and in. Good transition passing there and running by the Warriors. Ball knocked out of bounds at the other end. 40-10, Amity, 5:18 to go, third quarter. Warriors in the zone now. 1-3-1 with McMullen on top. Get it down in the corner. Delahunt. Trapped in the corner. Nowhere to go. Dribbled it out of bounds. Warriors closed down on that pretty quick. Warriors with the ball. 5 minute mark in the third quarter. Harzma swings to Grove on the right side. Tries to go with a kind of a little hip pass. No look one to McMullen. It gets knocked away and stolen. Dame with it to Thomas. Thomas goes down low. Nobody guarding Hayworth. Missed the shot, but that's not good defense by the Warriors. Harzma with the rebound. That was a big overplay by the Warriors defensively. Grove looks at the three, drives, gets to the elbow, and drops it in from about 12 feet. Sarah Lynn with 9 in the game. Nice little touch there from mid-range. She's hit about 3 little soft jumpers tonight. Now she gets a block. Hayworth comes down with it and throws it through the hands of Thomas and out of bounds. And here come 3 Eagles. This is what they do. Constantly rotating players. Warriors basketball up 42-10, 4:18 left to go, third quarter. Harzma works it towards the left side to start the offense to 80. 80 back to Maya, swings it to Grove and throws it away, trying to get it to McMullen on the right angle. Actually, kind of down by the right corner. Threw it too far to the top side of the court and out of bounds. Cudmore, Warriors playing a 1-3-1 here. Swinging around to the right side. And we're going to get a reach-in foul on 80. Gets her second. Third team foul on the Warriors. Second foul on 80 tonight. 3:55 left to go in the third quarter. Inbounding it, Dame. Gets it into Cudmore. Over to Cagle. Cagle with it. Cagle, nowhere to go. And there's a steal by McMullen out on top. She'll take Dame in. Dame fouls her. That's her third foul. You can see that foul coming the whole way. She was just determined not to give up that easy lay-in. Excuse me. So McMullen to the line to shoot 2. Uncompetitive games are one of the hardest things for players and coaches to try to find a way to make it productive. It's hard to stay focused, hard to keep your intensity up. McMullen hits the first one. And gets them both. First time we've had a pair of free throws made tonight for the Warriors. 44-10, Amity. McMullen now with 5 points in the game and tips that one away from Cudmore. She chases it back down by midcourt. Makes the pass on the side to Cagle. Cagle back to Cudmore in the left angle. Cudmore tries to go back. Gets it to Cagle. And the ball's tipped, stolen by Harzma. Throws it ahead to McMullen. McMullen takes it in and misses. 80 with the rebound. Probably foul. No call. Bray with the board. Warriors missed a couple of lay-ins there. Bray, or Dame with it. Works left to Cudmore. Hooks a pass. Knocked away by 80. That should have probably been stolen. I think 80 just mistimed her jump on that one. I couldn't completely see it, but just the kind of pass it was, I'm surprised she didn't have a steal on it. Kind of a soft rainbow there. Kylie Wilson coming in next dead ball. Cudmore works left. Bounce pass over to Cagle. Mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound, Eliza. Eliza to Maya. Maya head up, pushing the ball. Gets it to 80 in the right corner. Trying to feed, does, gets Eliza. Eliza hits the little flip shot on the baseline. I'm going to tell you, the defender thought she had a steal, and all of a sudden Eliza darted in, took the ball right out of the way of, and there's a steal by Eliza. I head to 80. 80 lays it up and in at the other end. 80 Nisely with 5 points in the game. That last one before that, the entry pass, looked like it was going to be stolen. I think Harrisburg thought they had a steal. And then Eliza just darted in there and had a steal, basically, of the entry pass. Took it right away from the defender who was about to reach for it and then turns and hits this little soft jump shot kind of on the – kind of a spinning jump shot right on the lane or on the baseline there outside of the lane. Very tough little shot, actually. Nice touch. Bounced it around. Got it to drop in. It is 48-10 right now with 2:19 to go in the third quarter. We have a timeout on the floor taken by Harrisburg. Warriors in the game for Amity will be Kylie Wilson, Emily Rice. Well, I don't know. There's six of them sitting down, so maybe I'm wrong. We'll have to see which five stand up here. I know Kylie was coming in. I think 80's out. But somebody else has got to be out also. It'll be 25 seconds on the shot clock when Harrisburg inbounds the ball. Three team fouls on Amity, two on Harrisburg. 48-10 is the score. 2:19 left to go, third quarter. Nobody in foul trouble for the Warriors. I think 80 has two. I don't think anybody else has two. So Harrisburg ball to the left of the scorer's table here at their end of the floor. Warriors are going to left, right in front of me. So they're to my left on defense here. Inbound the ball to Dame in the backcourt. Crosses the equator back over. Gets it back and misses the three-pointer. Harzma with a rebound in traffic. Nice job by Maya digging that one out with speed and tenacity there. McMullen, quick trigger, three left side. Misses that one. Grove with the rebound. Back out to Harzma. Swings it to Rice. Back to Harzma on top. Harzma to Grove. Grove fakes. Drives, leaves a little pocket pass for Wilson. Back out to Harzma. She'll drive. Ball slapped away. Stolen. And Dame going the other way with it. Minute 43 to go, third quarter. Dame on top. Goes down baseline. Over the top of Grove. The shot no good by number two, McKibben. And here comes Harzma the other way. Harzma all the way in. Fouled. Nobody stopped the ball on that. Coach says you got to stop the ball. Dame says, I got three fouls. Coach says, I know. Still got to stop the ball. Got to get in front of her. Make her do something besides drive the length of the floor and go up with the right hand, I think is what he's saying. Harzman misses the free throw. She's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. 6 points. One more for the junior. Misses that one as well. So the lack of focus at the foul line tonight for the Warriors kind of apparent overall. McMullen with a steal out on top of the 1-3-1. Feeds it over to Rice. Misses the shot. McMullen puts it back up. Misses. Rebound. Dame. Dame weaving her way up the court against McMullen. McMullen cuts her off. Dame goes back to the left. We've got a three-point attempt, and it is buried by number 24, Kayla Hecht. her first basket of the game, 48-13 Warriors. Under a minute to go here now in the third quarter. Grove swinging around. Rice on top, fakes the shot. They go right corner to Wilson. Rice has it back to Harzma, swings it left side to McMullen. Just trying to make that defense rotate and move and find an opening in there. Rice out on top, feeds down low to Wilson. Wilson turns, draws the foul. Bray will get the foul. Coach McKibben doesn't like that. McGowan, excuse me. Warriors. Wilson to the line to shoot two. And the Warriors are just not in sync at the foul line tonight. That one, she kind of aimed that one, and it was long. Just not a good comfort level from the Warriors shooting free throws. A lot of inconsistent shots out there. One more for Wilson. She split a pair the first time, and she does it again this time. That one looked perfect. Two out of four for Wilson from the line. She's got 10 points in the game now. Coming the other way, Delahunt to Holland. There's a drive from the left side, knocked away. Delahunt chases it down the right angle and then travels because Rice cut off her passing angle. Warriors ball, under 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. McMullen on the left wing, down in the corner. Grove is swinging around. Rice will get a three out top. A little strong. Grove tips. Harzma tips. Grove gets it back. Feeds McMullen in the right corner. Bounce pass to Harzma. Starts to drive. Gets fouled. That'll put her on the line to shoot two because of the five foul bonus situation. So Maya with a chance to work on the free throw shooting here. She's 0 for 3 tonight. See if she can rectify that a little bit. That one's perfect. There we go. Harzma back to her old ways at the foul line there. Normally a good foul shooter. One more coming for the junior point guard. Knocks that one down as well. Harzma with eight now in the game. There's a long throw at the opposing backboard. 51-13 is the score after three quarters. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC, and Podbean. We'll be back in a minute. All right, start of the fourth quarter here from Dayton High School, where your Amity Warrior girls lead the Harrisburg Eagles 51-13. Warriors looking to move to 5-1 here. This game is not going to help them in the OSAA rankings. Chloe Bingman into the game for the Warriors, along with Grace Ulloa, Emily Rice, Alyssa McMullen, and Kylie Wilson. Rice feeds Wilson. Wilson, 10-footer. Oh, came up short. It was right on line. Just didn't get enough legs into that. Coming the other way. Foltz to the corner. Three-pointer missed there by McKibben. Rebound, Delahunt. Back out to Holland. Holland being guarded in the 1-3-1 ball. Tipped and stolen eventually by Wilson. Tipped twice. There's a long pass ahead to McMullen. She'll set things up. Want to run the offense, get everybody a chance to get involved doing what they practice. Dyer coming in next, dead ball. Swing it out on top. McMullen gets a chance to run some point here, which is good for her. She doesn't do that. Chloe getting some steps in over there, but the official's not calling it. Try to feed Wilson. Oh, I don't know how she caught that ball. Gives it to Bingman. Bingman misses a short one on the baseline. Warriors ball. 3 seconds on the shot clock.
Three on the shot clock.
Need to get a quick shot. Dyer coming in. 51-13 Warriors. McMullen out. So Dyer will inbound, and we have a jump ball. Alternating possession goes to Harrisburg. Harrisburg will inbound, headed the length of the floor here. Holland brings it up. We have effectively kind of a JV swinger varsity game now out there. There's a ball lost. Rice with the steal. Takes it in. Probably drew the foul. No call. Ball went out of bounds to the Warriors. Was stripped, I guess. Here come five from Harrisburg. So five in, five out. Just about the time they get used to who's in the game, he switches them up. And not one at a time. Warriors inbound. Try to inbound. But Dyer travels on the inbound. You can't move your feet unless it's after a made basket. Pass ahead to Cudmore. Cudmore. Warriors still putting on good pressure when they get an over and back call. Nice job by the Warriors. Kind of reserves here, putting some pressure on in that 1-3-1. Dyer up on the top of it. Rice with the ball. Over to Ulloa, down in the corner. Bingman. Bingman not strong enough with it. Getting a slap there. And we're going to get a reach-in foul called, I think, on Thomas. Into the game. Comes right out. And Wilson out. Bingman gets it into Rice. Rice comes down with it to Ulloa. Ulloa starts to drive back to Rice. Fakes, goes to Dyer. Dyer gets fouled again by Thomas. Coach McGowan going to get himself a technical here if he's not careful. Every call is disbelief and complaining. 4:07, clock running here in the fourth quarter with more than a 30-point lead. Ulloa can't hold the inbound. Ball's loose on the floor. Cudmore has it, flips it to Dame. Dame going the other way, picked up by Dyer at half court. Cudmore, bounce pass in the corner, back on top. Dame for three. Short, rebound. Rice comes out of there with it, gets it to Grace Ulloa. Grace, cross midcourt, pounding that rock. Strong dribble to right out. Right out. Dyer on the left wing. Back out to Ulloa. And looks like right out might have got hit in the face or something there. So the officials are taking a little injury timeout. I think he's got poked in the eye maybe. She just came into the game. That's unfortunate. Wincing that right eye, got jabbed there. It's an incidental contact. So full timeout taken by Amity. So, hey, the boys will play tomorrow. I can find out that time for you, but I will not be able to do the broadcast on that. So no broadcast tomorrow. Let me see if I can find that for you real quick here, and I'll tell you who they are playing and what time. Seems like it's a afternoon game. Let's see. I've got it here. Tashi, 1:30 versus Banks here in Dayton. So if you can make it to that, I'm sure the boys would love to have the support. But yeah, no broadcast tomorrow. 22 on the shot clock for the Warriors. 51-13 is the lead. We'll have a running clock the rest of the way. So, right out, staying in. She is. That's good. Working through it. Cudmore checking to make sure she's okay. So, that's good sportsmanship there by the Harrisburg player. Lillian inbounds to Grace. Back to Lillian. Right out with it. On top of Ulloa. Over to Rice. Rice goes in the corner to Dyer. Got to be strong. Dahl gets knocked away and out of bounds. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Dyer will inbound. Gets it in. Down low. Ulloa to Rice. Makes the shot. Great pass by Ulloa and a good finish by Emily there. There's a pass ahead to Cudmore. Drives. Cut off by Dyer. Out on top. Dame. Left side. They go back to Cudmore on the baseline. Kicks it back out to Huddleston. On top to Dame. 20 on the shot clock. Huddleston for three. No good. Rebound to Ulloa. Ulloa pushing hard up the floor. Keeps going all the way to about 8 feet, then kicks it back out. Rice will take a three. Little off to the right on that one. Rebound Dame. 2:30 to go in this one. Dame up the left side. Now crosses back to the top of the key. Throws a nice pass. Nobody was paying attention except for Cagle, who caught it on the baseline on the right block and laid it up and in. Good pass by Dame. Right out. Down in the corner to Dyer. Back to right out. Cut off. Get it back out to Grace Ulloa. On top to Rice. Back to Ulloa. Left corner. They find Ulloa on the cut through. It's stripped. Saved. Ball's loose. Right out with it. Out to Rice. Rice will take a three out top. Missed that one. Rebound Huddleston. And a timeout taken because he wants to put five more players in for the last 153. All right, we're going to take a break. It's going to be a full timeout. It's Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll be back with the conclusion of this one from Dayton High School. This is KLYC and Podbean. Welcome back. We'll wrap this one up here. A minute 53 of running clock left. The only thing that stops it are timeouts and free throws. Running the point here is Holland. Kicks in the corner to Delahunt. Puts up the quick trigger three. Misses. Right side offensive rebound putback is missed also by Hayworth. She gets it back again out on top. Oh my goodness. Delahunt puts up about a 28-footer. Misses that one. Hayworth is going to get fouled on the putback. So it's very interesting. The officials have a different interpretation of the rule than what OSAA put out. So OSAA said you don't stop the clock on a running clock on the whistle. You stop it when they announce who the foul is on. So just because there's a whistle, you don't know there's a foul technically if you're running the clock. Officially, you don't know until they tell you. And but the official said, no, you stop it as soon as there's a whistle for a foul. The problem is, technically, you don't know until they tell you there's a foul and who that foul is on, that it was a foul and not something else that wouldn't stop the running clock. So, I don't know. Whatever. Rice with it. Lost it. Gets it back. Turns. Shoots. Buries it from about 16 feet. Emily Rice with 7 in the game. Good to see her get that shooting stroke going a little bit. It's a pretty quick release when she wants to. When she doesn't overthink it. Down low. Bray misses, gets it back, and puts it up and in. So Bray with her second basket of the game. Missed a couple early ones. 30 seconds to go in this one. Rice to Ulloa. Over to right out. Skips it to Rice. Rice, the drive. Tried to feed Bingman, but was knocked away. Up the floor to the left corner. Dump it down low to Bray. Bray turns with a little hook shot, lays it up and in. Where's that been all game for her? That's what I'd like to know. 3 seconds to go. We've got a jump ball. Clock does not stop on a jump ball. So that's the end of the game. Final score, Amity 55 and Harrisburg 21. So for the fourth time this year, Harrisburg doesn't get out of the 20s. And not surprising against this Amity team that that would happen. Let me give you some scoring totals here for the Warriors. Kylie Wilson had 10 points in the game. McMullen with 5. Adie Nisley had 5. Played some great defense. Harzma had 8. Eliza Nisley with 11. Sarah Lynn Grove with 9. And Emily Rice with 7. So nice balance for the Warriors with 6 players getting in the scoring column for them. And Bray led the way with 6 points for Harrisburg. All right, folks, that is it from here. Hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll be back on the air Wednesday evening for boys and girls basketball from Amity High School. Until then, that's against Salem Academy. So until then, have a great weekend. And as always, it is a great day to be a Warrior. Good night, everybody.